JM in the AM on a Wednesday morning. Rabbi Eli Krimsky is the rabbi of the Lido Beach Synagogue. Rabbi Benny Berlin is the rabbi of the Bach Jewish Center in Long Beach, New York. And they are both with us live via telephone. Why? Because Long Beach, Lido Beach, and Atlantic Beach, all three communities, are presenting a unity concert for Israel. And you are all invited. It'll feature Baruch Levine and David Perlman, and it's happening Chanukah this coming Saturday night. Show starts at 8 p.m. at the Lindell Auditorium, which is on 601 Lindell Boulevard in Long Beach, New York. How do you get your tickets? Go to unityconcertforisrael.com. Unityconcertforisrael.com. 100% of the proceeds from the event will be to help support our soldiers and families of victims of terror. And can't think of a better cause than that, frankly. Rabbi Eli Krimsky, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. It's an honor to be with you.
Rabbi Benny Berlin, welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Now, who's going to start? Which of the two rabbis is going to tell us how all this began, that three communities are getting together to present an important and fun Jewish music event? It's Chanukah, after all, Shabbos Chanukah this weekend. But at the same time, to raise awareness, to raise unity, and to raise money for a good cause. Rabbi Krimsky, Rabbi Berlin, who wants to start?
Well, this is Rabbi Krimsky, and since I'm sitting in the Bach, in Rabbi Berlin Shul, Toschid Bechvod Achsanya. I would love for Rabbi Berlin to tell us.
All right, Rabbi Berlin, take it away, Rabbi Berlin.
Thank you. So how did this all start? We have a very, very talented youth director. His name is Jonathan Gardner. And he wanted to do something. He knew that there was a power when everyone comes together. There's a power when there's unity. And this was his idea. This was his brainchild. He called every single rabbi in town. He got everyone to join together to do a joint initiative to help our soldiers, to help those victims, those families of victims of terror. And it's really incredible. I can't take credit for it. Or Krimsky can't take credit for it. It was Jonathan Gardner who put it all together.
Is there a good response so far? I ask it that way because it seems that these days, anything at all, whether it's a shopping event for Israel, a musical event like yours for Israel, any type of prayer or Tehillim service for Israel, it seems that these types of events are well attended. What's the response been so far to this one?
Well, the good news is we have a large venue that seats about 850. And the bad news is that we have a venue that seats about 850 here in Long Beach. With a lot of things going on, Baruch Hashem sold many tickets. We're hoping to continue to sell because every ticket is helping the victims in Eretz Yisrael and helping Shai Graucher's wonderful, wonderful tzedakah. So far there's been a very nice response, and we're hoping getting some publicity here on the radio and continuing with ads and chats and stuff like that will really fill the house. So not only will we raise the money, but we'll really be united as a community and bring everyone together for this wonderful, wonderful cause that's so important.
Well, it's interesting that you just mentioned in terms of selling tickets, because when many of us might think that this is an event isolated for Long Beach, Lido Beach, and Atlantic Beach, and maybe some of the other folks on Long Island might be coming on Saturday night, the truth is that everybody who's listening right now can purchase tickets. And I say it that way because 100% of the proceeds of the event, as you said, are supporting great causes in Israel. So anybody from any area around the world, and you can let them know, you can let the rabbis know or the organizers know that they could utilize those tickets for others if you're not able to make it. But you certainly could buy tickets and help in terms of the cause that's being supported by going to unityconcertforisrael.com, unityconcertforisrael.com. Now, it's rare that we focus on your communities, frankly. Please don't take offense, rabbis. We certainly are admirers of the historic Jewish communities of Long Beach, Lido Beach, and Atlantic Beach, but we haven't really focused on them in recent times. What could you tell us? Each of you take a turn here and tell us what the communities are like in 2023. Rabbi Berlin, we'll start with you. Go right ahead.
what Long Beach was like in 2023. Well, Long Beach really had a boom during COVID because nice. Unfortunately, you know, people didn't want to be cloistered in their small area in Manhattan or in the Heights, and so all of a sudden there was this influx of and movement of families that wanted to go somewhere with the open air. Long Beach has got a beach. Obviously, Lido Beach has a beach. So something about having the salty air that you can breathe that makes people feel that it was gonna be okay during that COVID kufa. And we have all the amenities. You know, we have the bagel store. You really can't have a Jewish community without a bagel store. I've come to learn very important.
Yeah,
we have Life Bagel, which is poster. Country Boy Bakery. We have a bakery. Shop Glock, unbelievable that we have Shop Glock, which is like it's equivalent to like the Ma Don in Teaneck, but that's in Long Beach. You know, it has, you know, deli and chicken, meat, and like, you know, a small grocery store, and that's been very, very critical when, you know, the life's busy and you can't make dinner and you just run over there to the Shop Glock and have an unbelievable meal.
Yeah. It used to be that Jewish communities needed a mikveh and a cemetery. Now it's all about the menu and what everybody's serving. Don't have to sell us on Long Beach. We're big fans, to say the least. Rabbi Krimsky, you're at the Lido Beach Synagogue. Tell us about the community in Lido.
Well, Lido is contiguous to Long Beach, which is contiguous to Atlantic Beach. So our Eruvin, really, you start with Lido Beach in the east, then you can walk to Long Beach. And then you can walk to Atlantic Beach. And then once you're there, you can take a left into Far Rockaway, take a right into Lawrence and the Five Towns. So we're really right there. But yet, there's a sense of community. I grew up out of town, and I've been a rabbi in other out-of-town communities. Stamford, Connecticut, we've spoken about
right.
our connection that we
right.
both have there.
That's right.
And there's something about Lido. I mean, I moved here from the Five Towns. I had a position that was not in the shul. And I moved to Lido Beach from the Five Towns because I missed being in the out-of-town feeling. Not that I have to be in Gullis, because we're very far from that here. I know Miriam Wallach always talks about Country Boy Bakery and the smell of the beach, but that was very attractive to us as well. And there's a wonderful way of living here, a wonderful quality of life, that we have everything. You know, we have the yeshivas, the buses take our children to the schools, which are 20 to 30 minutes away, all the schools in the Five Towns, and you could get to Queens and Brooklyn. So we hope that everybody can come. It's really not more than a 45-minute drive from almost anybody out of quiet Monday job.
Yeah, and frankly, a lot less from a lot of the areas we're speaking to right now. And it's a good point. Rabbi Krimsky, the rabbi of the Lido Beach Synagogue, Rabbi Berlin, the rabbi of the Bach Jewish Center in Long Beach, both of them, as do we, invite everybody to be part of this Shabbos Hanukkah celebration on Saturday night. It's a unity concert that Long Beach, Lido Beach, and Atlantic Beach communities are presenting together in honor of Israel. It'll feature Baruch Levine, don't have to sell him to this audience, and David Perlman, don't have to sell him either to this audience, happening this coming Saturday night. It starts at 8 p.m. The website is unityconcertforisrael.com, unityconcertforisrael.com. It is a suggestion that anybody who wants to purchase tickets from around the world can do so. Obviously, it all goes 100% to the causes that the communities are supporting in Israel. But I'll add what the rabbis just alluded to. If you're in the Five Towns, if you're in Far Rockaway, if you're in Queens, it is a relatively short ride to go and enjoy the concert on Saturday night, and they would like to sell it out, and we'd like to see it sold out, both not only from a financial standpoint, but you know, when you have a unity event for Israel, you want to make sure there's a wonderful showing. So everybody out there, consider it, the Unity Concert for Israel, Baruch Levine, David Perlman, Saturday night, unityconcertforisrael.com. Again, unityconcertforisrael.com. Rabbi Krimsky, Rabbi Berlin, our best regards to everybody out there in Lido and Long Beach, and I really do hope it's a major success and that people come and enjoy the concert on Saturday night.
Thank you, Nachman. I just want to add that a young man named Gabriel Pelkovitz, who happens to be in my choir at DRS, who's a little bit of a star of his own, he has a song, Echab, written by Chaya Newhouse. He'll be performing as well, his first time performing. The 10th grader, a wonderful young man with an incredible voice. So if you know Gabriel and his family, we would love for people to come out to hear again the astounding Baruch Levine, who we just felt was so appropriate for Hanukkah.
Oh, yes. Good choice. Very good choice.
And David Perlman, who's really an up-and-coming person with a tremendous voice. And we're excited. We're really excited. And we hope that we can do good for Shai. Shai's doing amazing work. I was a huge fan of his father's, Olav HaShalom. I remember sitting in a parking lot. I couldn't move when you and Ding were talking about the life of Betty. I didn't want to get out of the car.
That was a good conversation.
And Shai, you could see the Gilgul, so to speak, of all the chesed that his father did with Shai. We're so honored to be working with him.
Yeah, he's amazing. He really is amazing. All right, rabbis, good luck, everybody. UnityConcertForIsrael.com this Saturday night, everyone. Enjoy it. We need more unity, and this is one way of doing it. UnityConcertForIsrael.com. Kol hakavod to both of you. I say happy Hanukkah, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Nachum.
Thank you.
Rabbi Krimsky, Rabbi Berlin, enjoy, everybody. We don't give Long Beach, Lido Beach, and Atlantic Beach enough attention. Five Towns gets all the attention out there. It's not a bad thing, I'm just saying. So go and enjoy, everybody. It really is pretty close to so many communities in that area. Should be a nice concert.